Talking about Eish Yischayel. Eish Yischayel is a marshal and a nimshal. The fact that the Shlomo HaMelech used the story of Eish Yischayel to describe different relationships we have, and means is also described using the idea of the ideal wife. It's as similar to that relationship, so to so another relationship. Now, the Malbim views it, says many Mefarshim do it, that different Chalkei HaNefesh. The human being has Seichel, the ability to understand right, wrong, the ability to understand Emes and Sheker, and he has emotions, attitudes, and he has taivis also, and he has physical aspects of life. It is the nefesh that animates our physical being, our emotional being, a different aspect of nefesh, and our seichel. Seichel doesn't mean necessarily the highest theoretical intellectual understanding. It means it can be, it's basically understanding of right and wrong, thinking it through. Now, Botach Bolei Baal, the Baal is the Neshama that has the understanding of right and wrong. And on the other hand, the Eish Yischayel is the neshama that controls one's emotions, midas, taivus, and the like. When is it an Eish Yischayel? When one's emotions and one's taiv is a subject to one's havanas hatov and havanas hara. And when they're nichna to the havanas hatov, havanas hara, so then it's an Eish Yischayel. Dorsh of Samuel Pishtim, we began that last time. Samuel Pishtim in Alpini, Joshua's Chazal, the Kabbalah, a person's midos are called his malbushim, and my clothes. And my clothes for a variety of reasons. First, I'm my clothes, because that's how I present myself to the world. What are people supposed to know about me? I'm presenting. One of the aspects of tznius is, well, the most fundamental aspect of tznius is my self-image of myself and how I present myself to the world. A person who uses his clothing to accentuate his guf says, I want to present myself to people, and that's my own self-image. I'm a goof. If a person takes pride in his achievement in this world, this is midos, his achievement in this world is how he's developed his ruchnius, he doesn't want a person necessarily paying attention to his goof, because that's not essentially who he is. He's a neshama. Now, the first thing, if I present myself to people that way, What is the first thing people notice about me? Am I midas? Number one. And number two, second thing, and that becomes who I am. Because those two things go back and forth in a human being. The image I give to people, myself, and my own self-image. That's Mabushi. It's another aspect. Then if a person goes around without clothes, for instance, becomes aware of his physical presence very much. He's aware of himself as a goof. The more you clothe yourself, the more your own self-awareness is, you dull that self-awareness of a goof. And the purpose of clothes is to experience your inner being rather than focusing your outer being. That's the purpose of Midas Tofos. Now, Dorsha Tzemer Upishtim. She sought out Tzemer Upishtim. Now, how do you make clothes? How is this beged made? First, you take threads. How do you make a thread? How do you make a thread? Take a lot of very thin fibers and they get twisted to make a thread. You take a lot of threads and you weave them together to make a piece of cloth. So how do you create Midas Tofos? Midas Tofos, you don't decide, okay, I'm a Baal Chesed. I'm a this, I'm a that. Okay, decided, that's what I am. The world's a little more subtle. The world's a little more complicated than that. So he says, what you do, and based on Rambam, he's working very much with the Rambam in Hilchos Deis. Rambam Hilchos Deis says, you force yourself to act in a certain way, and the more you act that way, that's how you become. You act chesed, in the end you become a Baal Chesed. It becomes your personality. And you change yourself from what you are. You force yourself. So first of all, Dorsha, you seek out the best thread. Dorsha Tzemer Pishtim. And a lot of threads. In times of Shlomo Melech, the best threads available with Tzemer and Pishtim. So you seek out the best threads. And you weave them together, maisa after maisa, maisa after maisa. Your seichel has to, at all points, say, this is how I'm going to act. I know the midas that I want. I know the end result. I want, just like, you don't begin just all of a sudden weaving a piece of cloth and end up with this. No. You have to know exactly what your end goal is. Yes, your seichel tells you the end goal is to become a Baal Chesed, a Baal Rachman, for instance. So, fine. But your seichel also is going to tell all the other aspects of your body, of your personality, this is how you have to act, even though it goes against every part of your being. That is the Yeshus Chayil being subject to the Bala, and then he says, Kol Kinyon and Midas Hamaylos at the Levushim. Shabom tislabish hanefesh. Hakinyonim isad smu benefesh al yedei hapu'ulos. Mikok she yisragl m'maisim tovim yeshiv liyos kinyon t'midi benafsho. She tislabish behem tomin. Okay. He says, continued. Vatas b'chetas b'chevitz kapel. And then, how does it work? Every time you give tzedakah, you tell yourself, but I hate doing this. It's not going to work. You have to say, this is what I want, and this is what I want to become. That's how you change yourself, and you weave a beggar that is your malbush, and it's the malbush that you wear all the time that becomes who and what you are. Taz b'chepetz kapel. Hoysa kan yosocha. Mercha tovilach. He's talked about two things. Botach b'loif ba'alo sholo v'yachso. Eish is chayo. Means he talked about the seichel, controlling taiva. Talked about the seichel, figuring out how to become a Balmidas Tovas. So now we are at a stage that two aspects of the Nefesh are under control. The Nefesh of his Taiva and the aspect of his Midos. And here it's interesting, the Malbim, the major Machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban, whether I just have to act out of Chesed or I have to become a Baal Chesed. The Rambam says you become a Baal Chesed. By acting, you become Kona the Mida. Ramban says no such mitzvah of Kona the Mida. It depends on Gemara and Sota, against Gemara and Shabbos, on Pshat and Gemara. Hoysa kan yasocher. Emerachak tovi lachma. Vatokom lailo vatin teref levesa vachok lenarosa. What is hoysa kan yasocher? It doesn't stam say that she becomes a big business lady and says something. Oyso kan yosoch hasoges hamadoin nimshul mischar shekone umraviach umachr dover v'dover. You acquire all forms of knowledge, but when can you acquire all forms of knowledge? When is it safe to acquire all forms of knowledge? Only when your taivas are totally under control and your midas are totally under control. There's no way a person can hope to achieve emes unless he's in control of his taivas and control of his midas. Because a person's mind is very flexible. Albert Einstein was a great mind. He had the whole world really figured out. He thought he did. And that was his overview of the world. And then he had a theory of relativity, and the theory of relativity predicted an expanding universe. But that didn't fit his overall world. To say I made a mistake was impossible for that man. So he had to twist all of his equations around. And then finally, when everyone else proved it, so he says it's the biggest mistake I made. So why did he make a mistake? Because he couldn't admit that his overview of the world was flawed. Gaiva. Gaiva prevents a person, because you have ego invested in an idea. You don't like the other person, you want to prove him wrong. It's no bakasha samas. Similar taiva, you're so involved in taiva zolamaza, you don't have that clarity of real serious thought. Until you control your taiva and your midas, you cannot really acquire the emes and all the knowledge you're going to have. Hoysa kan yosocher. Once the seichel can control the taiva, the second of that. Once the seichel control the midos, then you acquire a tremendous amount of knowledge. And you get knowledge from all sorts of different places. Now, what's the purpose of all this knowledge again? He says, Hachokma v'hasech v'hasichlos haruchnios belokus hanagoso v'beruchniyim hem l'chokim e'olam hachomri. Hashem, that if a person wants to have a clear picture of what the purpose of this world is and how he's supposed to function in Aplufta's life, it only begins after his midas and his tivus are under control. Veshishchayel Asher Asher Torah Mechal Memachos HaTaiva V'Hayetze Tifosh Degol Yam HaMadoin HaTogim Omod Laila. What is Laila? Even Laila is Olam Hazeh Sho'or HaRuchni V'Sichli Arofel Chatulosa. We're tied up by all the pressures we have of all our bad meters, and we're fighting with the seichel to control the bad meters. But the seichel is fighting with the tayvus to control that, and we're still in the midst of it. But he didn't terrify so the chokhlan asa who limit teira while mazon b'nei beis hashem kochos haseichel abina. What gives food and sustenance to a human being's nefesh? That's Torah. V'choklin aroseho, hem kiyum hamitzvus, shem hachukim hanusunim, hanhogas hachomer v'tivov, v'tzad shem na'aros hanefesh hamishorshim, osu b'avod, osu b'kodesh. This is very similar to what the Nefesh HaChaim says, and the Ramban says in the following way. Every aspect of my being has to be meshubit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be meshabit your goof. Mrs. Maisios say, I'm meshabit my goof to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't wear whatever clothes I want. No. I can't eat whatever food I want. I can't do physically what I want. Every aspect of my physical life is meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Rav points out in the Sakdama to Baal HaNefesh, the Torah wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in every aspect of life, and I should feel meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything I do. I want to sit down to eat, I'm Meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to buy a suit of clothes, I'm Meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to do business, I'm Meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to have a farm, I'm Meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything I'm Meshubet. There's a Choshe Mishpot, there's everything I'm doing. I'm Meshabit my goof through that. And if I want to opt, before I control my goof, I have to Meshabit my goof. That's why. A Jew can bring a korban shlomim. A goy can't bring a korban shlomim. What is a korban shlomim? You eat bosa with nekodesh baruch. You're using this bosa as a derech avoda. A Jew who through tayag mitzvahs has learned to be meshabit his guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sit down to a steak from a korban and eat that the kedusha v'tahara lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. A guy whose life is not being meshabed every aspect of his guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot always on the side. Right now I'm sitting down to the steak, I'm eating lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can't do that. It's not you don't do it on a one time basis. It's a lifelong of training. Yes, I don't eat everything I want. Every time I sit down to eat, I say, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow me to eat? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not allow me to eat? What is, I deal with this aspect, I deal with that aspect. And every point I say, so what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow me to eat? Every part of my life is Meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I come to Korban Shlomim, if I've trained and that's the way my whole life has been, I can eat the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the steak. But God can't. V'chok l'nar oseha, there's the Teref Levesa of a Chok L'nar Oseha. Teref Levesa is until I can control my midas and my divas, and I work on it to the degree I can control them ba'olam hazeh, when I'm being bombarded in every different way. I'm being bombarded in every different way. To the degree I control it, I can get clarity in my Torah, and I can use all the chokhmah I have to give me that clarity in the Torah and to uplift my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connect my mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is based on the fact that I have chokhmah HaKadosh, which is my whole physical being is subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atokam v'od laila v'atim teref l'beitza v'chokhmah HaKadosh. It's a soda. What is a soda? What's the purpose of a soda? To plant. To fruit. Now, says when you have teref lebeis of a choklan aroseha, a person is in control of his midas, in control of his divas, and he achieves a clarity in habanas hatera, and his goof is meshubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he can plant ruchnias and have it grow and move on with it. Mipri chapeho notochar. Says, ki, then it's muchanas latzmech pritfuo, em yavdo avodosa, bechrisha, bezuya, beivanu, bemaisa. Vezera hamaisim, if, when do my maisim produce fruit? And when does my secha produce fruit? Says, it says, "Zero Ion, Marshall Carib." Okay. Now he talks about the ability of Ion HaTorah, Havanas HaTorah, in the deepest possible way. He says, "Chogva Ba'oz Masnahu." Even Ion Shanim Shal Alichus Yelech Bamusko Amuchsko. You go from idea to idea. And then your ideas have fruit. And once you do that, Toma Kitov Sachra. Then what does that mean? Tom Kitov. At an early point in a person's life, when he's struggling with himself to build himself, the creature Sayyatzer, he's taking Amidas and using that to have a Havana of Torah, and Meshavah Maguf Tagarish Baruch Hu. It's hard, difficult. But as one does it more and more and it becomes who the person is, and then you begin to see the peros of your learning and the peros of your midos and the peros of your ma'isim tovim, then tomo kitov sachra, and to taste that it's beautiful and wonderful. There's a certain type of life of satisfaction that a person has, and a minuchas hanefesh has, a person who spent his life trying to achieve madregas in all of his aspects of avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes for certain people it may be a struggle, maybe frustrating, but he'll have a day at the end, kitov sachra. Menuchas HaNefesh and the deep satisfaction person gets is ain't a dama. Ashi ish. What is Ashri Ish? If you take a look, Rashi there says, Ishurov Shalish, the happiness, the deep satisfaction of a person that he gets from living such a life is something that's incomparable to anything else. That's Toma Kitosach. What does that mean? Even. But that is something that is a deep satisfaction you get in this world, and it never goes out. Because even the Olam HaEmes, simcha and satisfaction continue. Yod Shulcha Bakisha. Okay. We'll stop here and we'll compare this. When we finish this, we'll compare it to all the other mesholim that are given, and we'll see how each one is mashed from the other. Basically, what Shlomo HaMelech is finishing off Mishlei with is to tell a person that after all the mishalim, that whatever difficulties one has, and finishing it off in the same way as he finished off Koheles, and he finished off Shir HaShirim in the same way, that after all everything else in this world, the deepest satisfaction you get, not in an Olam Haba, deepest satisfaction that a person can achieve in this world is that life of Torah and Mitzvahs. He finishes off Koheles. Sof Dovo Hakol Nishmo Kim Yerovitz Mitzvot Sushmo Kizek Ol Adam. He finishes Mishle with Eishes Chayim. He finishes Shar Sirim, which is Brach Dodi V'Dom L'Chot Ketzvi. It's a whole different type of same idea, but that's what he's doing here. And there's the Malbim's way of assuming, which he says is Rov HaMeforshim. I haven't gone through hundreds for my Mishlei. There's how, and the different Misholim that are here, all going to end up, whether it's Shabbos, that Shabbos may be difficult. It's very important in a person's life, interferes with their pandasa, interferes with what you want to do. But if you have a deep confidence in Shabbos, so then Shabbos will repay you. You're not going to lose anything. And Gemara Sotov, Shabbos will be good for you. Sometimes it may be difficult, you don't understand. You want to keep your factory open on Shabbos, and you have to lose millions of whatever form of currency you have, dollar, sterling, check, or whatever it is. You don't lose for Shabbos. Never does bad to you. And the same thing about all the different mishalim we have, which we'll see. We'll first go on. The Malbim is a very deep and thorough way that he's using here, and then we'll compare that with different memory Chazal on the topic.